Good morning, Dale.
Yesterday was another day, another concert tour announcement. This one, Jason Aldean with Luke Combs and Lauren Elena. It's going to be May 10th at the Sprint Center. It'll be our first chance to see Jason Aldean, of course, since the Las Vegas shootings.
It will. And also, we are hearing that Eric Church, brothers Osborne and Maren Morris will all take the Grammy stage January 28th to honor those who were killed at the Las Vegas shootings last October. Wow, it's going to be a pretty touching time.
Well, it left a mark on a lot of people. I know it left a mark on Eric Church. He's going to be by a little bit later this morning to talk about it.
Tonight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Eddie Montgomery plays the first Montgomery Gentry concert as a solo act. Eddie revealed that years ago, he and Troy decided to continue the band in case one of them died.
Wow, that's got to be tough. You know, they were here headlining our Throwback Throwdown 17, and it was, I mean, literally weeks before that tragic accident.
Yeah, he says a day doesn't go by that he's not thinking about it. Zach Brown and his sideman, Sir Roosevelt, recorded a new song, It Goes On, for the movie 12 Strong. That's in theaters today. It's about what happened after 9/11, and I think it looks really good. Finally, Lamco's debut album, Hallelujah Nights, is out today. The band was founded in 2013 after meeting Eric Church's record producer at a Keith Urban concert.
You know, 2017 was a breakthrough year for a lot of new artists. Lanco, one of those. I'm very excited about the future.
Yeah, I like him a lot myself. I'm Nashville Kat, back Monday with more news and Dish for KF Country.